One of the great benefits of playing on the Pro Tour is I was able to talk to other professionals and ask them how they created their own magic. And there was a time that I was talking to Amanda Kutzer from South Africa. She got to 4 in the world. She's about 5'1", really, really quick, great mover, understood the game. And I was talking to her and I asked her, what does she focus on mentally? What does she focus on the court? And it was very simple for her to tell me. She said, I just think in pictures or I think in images. She doesn't have a lot of thoughts in her head when she's playing, which of course, this is what we're trying to help you do. Yes, you can have thoughts, but if you can start to have images in your mind of what you want to do to the ball, what kind of shape you want to create to the ball, if you can see a vision of the ball landing in certain spots, these are not thoughts, okay? This is actually an imagination. You're creating a visualization, if you will, in your mind. And this is what Joseph O'Dwyer was so big on with me, is he helped me visualize to my targets. That's why there's so much targeting in this program, because I want you guys to get really clear, not only on the height that you're hitting the ball over the net, but also where you're landing the ball, where you're aiming with your targets. So getting back to this concept of thinking in pictures and images, we're going to relate it to the shape of the shot we're trying to create. So before I hit this ball, in my mind's eye, I have a picture of how I want the ball to be shaped. I want an arc or a rainbow shape on this ball. So I already see it in my mind, and then I create it. I'll do a little higher this time so you can see it. So the only way I could hit that shot like that is by having the image in my mind ahead of time of what I'm going to do. And people have asked me this before. Of course, I don't want you thinking too much about this. It's a subtle imagery beforehand. It's not too strong. You're not thinking about it. And once you get the hang of it, you'll have a breakthrough. Now, you can also visualize hitting the ball lower, flatter with a line drive effect. Ball goes straight and low. I call it rainbows and lasers. So you got the laser going low and you have the rainbows arcing over the net. So this ball, I had a vision of myself hitting the ball, I saw the ball going low over the net like a laser. But the only way I could create those two options is to actually see it in my mind's eye. So before a point starts, I can do the same thing on my serve. I can see the ball diving down into the court. I can get ready for returns, and I can see the ball clearing the net ahead of time. Okay, so thinking in pictures. I love that concept. Images and pictures are more powerful than words or thoughts. So if you can get into your images and you can get into feeling it, that's when the breakthroughs are going to happen.